You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. And here in Victory, we are here to honor God and we are here to make disciples. And if this is your first time to worship with us, our prayer and our desire is that you will be able to know God better and that God will strengthen your faith even as you hear the word of the Lord today. Again po, no, today is Resurrection Sunday, and so maligayang Pasko po ng pagkabuhay. And the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us so much hope, not only for today, but even for tomorrow. Today may be full of uncertainty, pain, suffering, and difficulty that we are seeing all around us, particularly in our own nation. But it will not always be Black Saturday. Amen. Resurrection Sunday will come. It will always come for a whole year. It feels like a Black Saturday, maybe the days are bleak, seemingly dead and dry, but I believe Sunday is coming. Why? Because our Savior lives. Jesus is alive, the tomb is empty, and our Savior has risen from the dead. We are serving a victorious King, a living, righteous King, and He's not lying on the grave. He is not dead. Jesus is alive. And He's seated on His throne and He's ruling and reigning. Amen. Yes, He died. And He died for us, but He resurrected from the dead so that we too may resurrect with Him and have a brand new life. Minsan po kasi, no, naisip po natin sa tinagal-tagal po nung pandemic na to, no, and it's continuing on and it's still going on. Minsan naisip natin, no, nakalimutan na po ba tayo ni Lord? Naririnig pa rin ba tayo ni Lord? Or minsan naisip natin, natutulog ba ang Diyos, di ba? Or worse, some people would even say, di ba, patay ang Diyos. And ganito rin po kasi yung nararamdaman ng mga Israelita when they were taken captive by the Assyrians and Babylonians and they were exiled to a foreign land. They were in captive, they were in bondage. And yet the Lord promised them deliverance by raising up King Cyrus of Persia and bring them back to their own land. But in spite of that promise from the Lord, prophesied through Isaiah, ito po yung nasa isip nila, no? Isaiah 49 verse 14. Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. I mean, Israel was complaining and accusing God that He ignored them and their calls, that the Lord was not paying attention to them and not looking to their troubles. The Lord has forgotten us. The Lord has abandoned us. The Lord has deserted us. And yet here's what the Lord told them. Verse 15, never. The Israelites were saying, the Lord has deserted us, the Lord has abandoned us, and yet the Lord says, never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. I will not forget you. See, I have written your name at the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's wall in ruin. And some of us need to hear that. This is what the Lord is telling you today. I have not forgotten you. Let me repeat it again. I have not forgotten you, says the Lord. A mother may at times forget her nursing child, may at times feel no love for his child, the one that she has born. But not I, says the Lord, I will not forget you. Your name is written on the palms of my hands. You are always on my mind, says the Lord. Amen. In fact, your name is not just written on the palms of the hands of God in order to save Israel in spite of their accusation, rebellion, and rejection of God, and in order for God to save us today in spite of our fear, in spite of our sin, in spite of our doubt and unfaithfulness, God has sent His servant to suffer and die for us. God promised that in spite of the rebellion and the rejection of Israel, God would raise up a servant that would deliver Israel. And this is what we're going to look at today. We will talk about God's servant, God's promised servant, the suffering servant. And so let's all read our Bible and we will be reading from Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6. We're going through the whole chapter of 53, no? But let me just read to you verses 4 to 6. And it says here, okay, Isaiah 53, 4 to 6, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep had gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Let's just pray. Lord, I pray that you would reveal to us the magnitude of your love through your word in Isaiah 53. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And just to give us a background, okay, Isaiah 53 describes the life and the ministry of Jesus. This talks about his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his exaltation. And what's amazing is this prophecy was written by Isaiah 700 years before Christ. Could you imagine? 700 years before Christ, this was written, and this was so accurate. Nowhere in the Old Testament does the gospel of Jesus Christ shine more clearly than in Isaiah 53. No? And that's why some people say this is the fifth gospel. And some would even say, no, this is the first gospel because it came before the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Some people say this was like the Mount Everest. Isaiah 53 stands out in beauty and grandeur, but only because it reveals Jesus Christ and takes us to Mount Calvary. Charles Spurgeon said, "Isaiah 53, it is the Bible in miniature." Okay, and the gospel in essence. This chapter is the sum and the substance of the gospel message itself. It is quoted or referred to in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, 1 Timothy, Titus, Hebrews, 1 Peter, and 1 John. That's how much a lot of writers referred to Isaiah 53 because it clearly shows, okay, the life of Jesus. And so Isaiah 53 is all about the servant of the Lord. And who is this promised servant? How was he described here in Isaiah 53? Well, first he was described as the suffering servant. Isaiah 52:14, no? Yung ibang parts daw po ng Isaiah 52, no? Part daw po talaga dapat yan ng whole chapter ng Isaiah 53. And here's what it says. "Many people were shocked when they saw him. He was so disfigured that he hardly looked human." Talking about the suffering servant. Marami ang nagulat sa kanya dahil halos nawasak na ang kanyang mukha at parang hindi na ito mukha ng tao. And this speaks of the cruel and the vicious beating Jesus endured at the hands of his enemies. Jesus was beaten so badly that his face, he hardly looked like a man. The result was so horrific that many were shocked when they saw Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 3, "He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Hinamak siya at itinakwil ng mga tao. Dumanas siya ng mga sakit at hirap. Tinalikuran natin siya at hindi pinahalagahan. All the goodness that he did for his people. He did for us. He healed the sick, freed people from bondage, taught the ways of God, and yet we despise him. We ignore him for who he is. And as if he was worthless, we rejected him. We hide our faces from him. We did not care. We did not care." 53 verses 7 to 9. "He was oppressed and treated harshly. yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong. He had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's cave. Grabe po ito, no? Ito po yung kanyang mga pinagdaanan, inapi at sinaktan. Parang tupang dadalhin sa katayan para patayin. Hinuli, hinatulan, pinarusahan at pinatay. Inilibing na parang criminal. Died without descendants. And at that time, to die without children was as if you've never existed, as if you've never lived. His life was cut off from the land of the living. All Jesus did was to do good for the people. He was transparently good. Done no wrong, committed no sin, had never deceived anyone, never taken advantage of anyone. And what did he get? Oppression, judgment, and condemnation, cut off from the land of the living, buried like a criminal in a rich man's grave, and not even with the poor people he dearly loved. What an injustice. What an oppression. And yet, he never said a word, never opened his mouth. He could have called legions of angels to wipe out the Roman soldiers or even the entire Roman Empire. Yet, he was utterly submissive to those who oppressed him. He was led like a harmless lamb to the slaughter. And we may ask, why did the servant allow all of this to happen? He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But you see, Isaiah 53:10 says, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief when his soul makes an offering for guilt. Though the servant did not deserve to die, he was sinless. He did not do anything wrong. It was the Lord's will for him to do so. Why? Because the servant's suffering is the only acceptable sacrifice to take away the sin and the guilt of people. His soul makes an offering for guilt. Jesus did it for us. Jesus suffered and died as a sacrifice for our sins and for the sins of all the people. Who is this suffering servant? Who is this servant? He is the suffering servant. But not only he is the suffering servant, he's the substitutionary servant. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6 says, surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep has gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way. And yet the Lord has laid on him, on this servant, the iniquity of us all. And this is the heart of the passage. This is the heart of the gospel of Jesus. Substitution. Here was a divine exchange. It was our griefs. It was our sorrows, our transgressions. It was our iniquities. We have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. And yet, the servant, he was pierced. His hands and feet were pierced by nails, his side by the spear, his head with a crown of thorns. He was the one who was crushed. And what crushed him? Our iniquity, the burden, the weight of our sins, and the whole of mankind right there on the cross. Jesus laid on His shoulders, laid upon Himself the iniquity of us all, and He was crushed. He was chastised. He was wounded. And He did not die because of anything He had done, but because of what we had done. And those punishments brought us peace. Those punishments, that stripes that was placed upon Him, because of that, we are healed. What a divine exchange. It was our sorrows, it was our griefs, it was our transgression, it was our iniquities. We're the one who had gone astray, we're the one who had turned to our own wicked ways, yet He's the one who was pierced. He was the one who was crushed. He was the one who was chastised. He was the one who was wounded. And for what? Not for His own, but for our healing and for our peace. So that we would have peace with God. So that we will be healed from the pain and the consequences of our sin. What a divine exchange. What a good news. He took the punishment of our sins deserved so that we might receive His peace and His healing. Jesus took the punishment our sins deserved so that we might receive His peace and His healing. You see, the only way a lawbreaker can be at peace with the law is to suffer the punishment of their crimes, of their sins. But Jesus kept the law perfectly, yet He suffered the penalty of that sin, of sins that belong to us. Jesus took our place, and because of that, we now have peace with God, and we cannot condemn by God's law. We have been made right, at peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And isn't that the good news? You see, sin is not only like a burden, but it's also like a sickness that only God can cure. Sin is rebellion against God, daring to cross the line that God has drawn. He also calls it iniquity, which refers to the crookedness. It refers to the twistedness of man, of our sinful nature. Sabi po ni Warren Wiersbe, we are sinners by choice and by nature. Like sheep, we are born with a nature that prompts us to go astray. And like sheep, we foolishly decide to go on our own way. By nature, we are born children of wrath, headed to destruction. And by choice, we become children of disobedience. And under the law of Moses, the sheep died for the shepherd, but under grace. But under grace, the good shepherd died for the sheep. Wow, what a good news. The shepherd, the good shepherd, the servant died for the sheep. The servant took our place, our pain, our punishment upon Himself. He made our griefs His own, our sorrows as if they were His. The servant did it all for us. Pinasan ang ating mga karamdaman. Dinala ang ating mga kalungkutan. Nasugatan Siya dahil sa ating mga pagsuway. Binugbog Siya dahil sa ating mga kasamaan. Siya ang pinarusahan para sa ating kapayapaan. At dahil sa Kanyang mga latay, sa Kanyang mga sugat, ay gumaling tayo. You see, Jesus, He was a man of sorrows. For the varieties of His woes, ito po yung sabi ni Spurgeon, He was a man not of sorrow. Not of sorrow only, but of sorrows. All the sufferings of the body and of the soul were known to this servant. It was known to him. The sorrows of the man who actively struggles to obey God. The sorrows of the man who sits still. and passively endures the sorrow of the lofty he knew, for he was the king of Israel, the sorrows of the poor he knew, for he had not where to lay his head. Sorrows relative, sorrows personal, sorrows mental, sorrows spiritual, sorrows of all kinds and degrees assailed him. Affliction emptied his quiver upon him, making his heart the target of all conceivable woes. Why? Because he is a man of sorrows. He is acquainted with our griefs. He is acquainted with the pain that man was feeling. All of it. Mental sorrow, spiritual sorrow, any kind of sorrows, personal or relative. Grabe, ganyan po si Jesus. Meron po ba tayo mga karamdaman na pinapasahan sa mga araw na ito? Kalungkutang dinadala, mga pighati at pasakit dahil sa pandemyang ito, ba ang pakiramdam mo, bugbog ka na, sugatan ka na, para nalang naging malaking parusa ang buhay na ito para sa iyo, mga kabiguan sa puso, wala nang kapayapaan. I just want you to know, it is for that reason that Jesus came, lived, died, and resurrected. Because He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He perfectly understands what you are going through today because He was a man of sorrows. Pinasa na niya ang ating mga karamdaman, dinala na niya, okay, ang ating mga kalungkutan and nailed them on the cross. Would you release to Jesus today all the pains, all the sorrows, the griefs, the anxiety, and maybe for some the guilt and the shame of sin? All of that, He loaded them up and carried them on His back so that we wouldn't have to be crushed by the weight of these burdens, by the weight of the penalty and the consequences of sin. Would you cast all your cares on the Lord? Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for you. He died for you. He suffered for you. And He resurrected for you. Alam niyo po, hindi po kaparusahan ang dala ng pagkamatay at muling pagkabuhay ni Jesus, kundi kagalingan at kapayapaan mula sa Diyos. And so would you find peace and healing in Christ today? Would you come into His presence? Would you pour out your hearts to Him? He is ready to listen, ready to comfort, ready to strengthen you, ready to forgive you, ready to give you peace and healing. Amen. See, at the beginning, we have said and asked the question, has the Lord deserted us? Has the Lord abandoned His people? Has the Lord forsaken us? And the answer is absolutely no. Again, Isaiah 49:15-16. I just want to read it again. Never. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written you on your name on the palms of my hands. You see, the word written here is inscribed. It means engraved. It means to cut into, to make it permanent. Permanently written at the palm of the hands are your names. And here God was willing to cut into His hands to write your name on it so that He will not forget you. But you see, not just His hands. As we read Isaiah 53, He was willing to give up His whole body and be cut, pierced, wounded, the lashes at His back, the spear at His side, the nails on His hands and feet, the thorns in His hand. He was willing to be cut, to be pierced, to be wounded for you. Jesus willingly gave up His whole body, but not just His body, but His own life cut off suddenly and violently just to tell the Israelites, just to tell us today, He will never ever forget us and that He loves us. You see, we are not forgotten by the Lord. We are loved by God. The cross of Christ, the suffering of Christ is the greatest reminder that God loves us and that He has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. He loves you. And the cross is the greatest reminder, the greatest demonstration of His unconditional love for God and how much willing, whatever it takes for us to be made right with God, for us to be reconciled to God, for us just to know how much God would do to save us, to deliver us, to grant us peace and healing that we need. The cross of Christ is the greatest reminder that God loves us and that He has not forgotten us. And you may ask, am I worth the suffering of Christ? Am I worth the suffering of Christ? Isaiah 53:11, after He has suffered, He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By His knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and He will bear their iniquities. You see, the death, the burial, and the offering of the servant does not end, is not the end of the story. He lives on. He lives on to see His spiritual children. Yes, He was cut off from the land of the living, but He will see His spiritual descendants. And that includes you and me and more to come. The servant will look upon His work with full view of His suffering. And in the end, guess what? He shall be satisfied. The servant will have no regret. Every bit of the suffering and agony was worth it, because He did it for the ones He loves. And Jesus did it out of His obedience to His Father. And He did it out of His love for you and I. We are justified because of what Jesus has done for us. And He is satisfied. We have been made right with God. And God and Jesus is satisfied. Why? Because God takes pleasure in saving and redeeming His people. Again, it may feel like Black Saturday today, but the truth of the matter is, it is Resurrection Sunday. Sunday has come for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He is alive. This is not game over for us. This is not the end of the story for us. This pandemic is not the end. This crisis is not the end. It may take a long while, but not the end. Jesus is the end of all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the beginning, and Jesus is the end. Christ has risen from the grave. He has defeated sin, sickness, and death. Jesus is alive. And that is enough reason for us to have hope for today and even for tomorrow. He is seated at the throne, ruling and reigning, governing the affairs of man. This pandemic, this is not the end of the story. This is not game over for us. Why? Because we are serving a living, compassionate, good God. Amen. And that good God that we have, He is a powerful God. He conquered death. He have conquered sickness. All of this He did for you and I. Again, the cross of Christ is the greatest reminder that God loves us and that He has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. Your name is inscribed permanently at the palm of His hands. And if He was willing to cut off His hands to write your name, He has shown us that is willing to give up his whole body, even his own life, suffered and died, just to tell us how much he loves us, and that's how much he was willing to save us and deliver us. Amen. That's how good and that's how powerful our God is. He bore our griefs, carried our sorrows, and his punishment brought us peace. And by his wounds, we are healed. Amen. Would you join me in prayer right now? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, thank you that you have persevered to go through all these sufferings. You willingly lay down your life for us so that we would be made right with God, so that we don't have to carry the burden of sorrows, the burden of our grief, the burden of our sin. Right there at the cross, you laid, it was laid upon, on your shoulders, the weight of our sin. And you were willing to do that so that you could save us, so that you could deliver us. Would you look back today at the cross and remember what Christ has done for you? Will you picture the lashes at his back, the crown of thorns on his head, him carrying that wood, that burden of wood up to the Mount Calvary? And when he was there on the Mount of Calvary, his nails, it was pierced, his hands and his feet. And just to make sure that he's dead, he was spears on his side. Willingly gave up his body to be wounded, to be cut, to be pierced. Willingly suffered for you and I. He did all of that. And at the cross, Jesus bore all of our griefs. And at the cross, he carried our sorrows, laid all of those at his back so that we won't be crushed by its burden. Would you make a mental list of what's causing you sorrows or griefs right now? Is it sickness? Is it sin? Is it pain? Guilt? Probably shame, doubt, fear, anger. Is it sadness? Whatever that may be, picture all of those lists. And Jesus carried all of that and nailed it to the cross. And so would you allow the Lord today to bring healing and peace upon your wearied soul? Would you come to the Lord today? Would you cast all your burdens unto the Lord? Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for you. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so much pain, so much suffering all around us today. But Lord, thank you that we could look back at the cross and be reminded, Lord, you suffered for us. Lord, you were crushed, carrying the burdens of our sorrows and of our griefs, Lord. And Lord, thank you that you could fully understand what we're going through today. And not just understand, Lord. Lord, you were willing to trade your places on our behalf so that we would be delivered from all these sorrows and weight of burden. We could cast all of them unto you, and you would be willing so much to take them in. Lord, thank you, Lord, that your burden is light and you're calling us to come to you, God, and just to lay down everything to you, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that you are granting peace and healing even to your children today, Lord. Thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. I want to pray for another group of people. You see, Jesus willingly gave up his life for you, who willingly died for you. But you got to humble yourself. If you haven't made a decision to surrender your life to the Lord, I believe this is the day of your salvation. God is calling you. Would you come to me? Would you surrender your guilt? Would you surrender your sin, the pain of your sin? Why? Because Jesus bore all of that on the cross. You don't have to carry its weight. Jesus already carried that for you. But you got to humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need you. Lord, would you forgive me of all my sin? Lord, would you carry all my sorrows, all my griefs, all my pain? I'm releasing them to you. And I admit, Lord, that I cannot save myself. I am a sinner. Jesus, would you be my Savior? Would you be my Lord? Would you be the master of my life? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Today is Resurrection Sunday. And though there are things that are happening that's not good, one thing that we can celebrate, Jesus is alive and He lives forevermore. And He's ruling and reigning, and He is there to guide us, to lead us, to strengthen us, and even to deliver us. Amen. Jesus, He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let's continue to persevere in our faith and continue to trusting the Lord to deliver us from this pandemic. Amen. Sunday will come. Jesus has resurrected from the grave. The tomb is empty. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. And if we truly believe that, and I'm challenging all believers here, would you preach the message of the gospel so the people may have the same hope as you have, that though we die, we would be resurrected again, because that's what Jesus has done for us. Amen. Let's preach the gospel to people. Amen. Let me just pray a prayer of blessing even as we close this service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and looks with favor towards you and grant you peace, and not just peace and healing. May the Lord grant you the boldness and the compassion to preach the good news of the gospel to other people, that the Lord has not forgotten them, that the Lord has not deserted them, that they could also be a beneficiary of what Jesus has done for them on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.